Hi, this is Dr. Arifin from Central Bangladesh.
Welcome to the call.
Yes, I'm Dr. Arifin from Bangladesh.
Welcome to the call, all our Bangladeshi colleagues. Thank you so much for joining.
This is John Townsend from Population Council, New York.
Welcome, John, from Population Council. We give a few minutes and then we start.
Okay.
Yes, I know most people have joined on the telephone. We seem to have a little bit of problem starting on the webinar. Is anyone connected on the webinar?
I'm on the phone.
Okay. Can anyone see the slide?
It says that the webinar has not yet started.
It says the webinar has not yet started. Oh, hi. Is that Christabel in Ghana?
No, this is Margaret in London with Concern Worldwide.
Oh,
I've logged on
to
WebEx,
Margaret,
but it says
London.
Your host has not yet started the meeting.
Yes, that's what we realized. And yet, yeah. It says she has joined, so we're just trying to sort that out. If you have a little patience. Thank you.
Bear with us, we're just getting this WebEx screen sorted. So, has everybody been able to log into WebEx?
We have not yet been.
Everybody is waiting, but we can't join.
So you hit the join WebEx meeting.
We cannot join it. You can't join it. It says you can join the meeting as soon as your host starts it. So everybody has a problem.
Okay, give us one sec, because I did start the meeting. Just stick with us for 1 minute.
Okay, thank you.
It's over now.
Everybody, it's just 2 past, so usually what we do is give at least 5 minutes for other people to join, so we'll start around 5 past, hopefully by then we can have sorted out the connection problem. But thank you very much for joining this Every Newborn Action Plan update.
Okay, everybody, we have connected and I am sharing the screen. So if you could just try and log in again, that would be excellent.
Can you try this? Yes. No.
Okay, we'll start with 5 pounds.
Okay. Could you circulate the link again, because the link in the email is going to a WebEx meeting from the 3rd of December.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will resend the link. I'll just send you a link right now. Yes, it is going to work on this one.
I am Tisha Mula. তাহলে তো হয়েছেই। আর ওষুধের ইয়েও আছে আমার কাছে নাম দুইটা নিয়ে নেবো, শ্যাম্পু হচ্ছে শ্যাম্পু পাওয়া যাবে
So everyone, we're giving you some guidance as to how to join.
You have to go on the home, the little house, and then it asks you the name and your email address, and then I will be able to call.
Okay. I've just emailed everybody the link.
Okay.
The official WebEx site. So if you use that one either and just put in the code, it should work. People are now able to connect. We see a few people on the line. Seven,
okay. Did everybody get my name from Nigeria?
No.
My name is Abimbola Williams from Save the Children Country Office in Nigeria, Abuja.
Okay, so
hello everybody. We see at least 10 people have been able to join the webinar. We have Francis, Daisy, Kumi, Ian Hurley, Kimberly, Severin. They've all managed to join. Have others been able to join the webinar?
No, we haven't received
any. Okay, from Ghana. Abimbola from Nigeria.
Yes. We got your name, Abimbola. Abimbola, I don't think that you've managed to get the slide.
It's Rachel from Namibia as well. I haven't been able to get in.
Okay, what we shall do, we shall email you the slides as well. So even if you can't join on the WebEx, you can hear us and you'll have the slides. Yeah?
Fantastic. Thank you.
And we'll get started in the next 2 minutes.
Okay. Lovely. Okay. We're just attaching the slides right now.
Okay, good morning, this is Joanne Ashton.
Good morning.
This is Lee Pine Mercier, if you could send me the slides as well.
Welcome, Luke, Lee.
Hi, this is Uzma. I could hear you but cannot join online. Can you please send me the slides, please? Thank you.
Anybody will get the slides. So everybody, what we're going to do is, because we're expecting an awful number of people, we're not going to be able to go around and introduce everybody one by one. Therefore, those who just joined know, some people are not able to join the webinar. We're not sure what the problem is, but a number of people have joined. So we are just sending the slides. So those who cannot join the webinar can then at least still view the slides with the telephone line. We're not quite sure why people have not been able to join, but never mind. We're so pleased that got so many people on the hook.
I did have an email.
All right.
Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, colleagues. My name is Bernard Almas. I'm here in the office with Tim and Ali. The most welcome to this webinar. We have a busy agenda for the next hour. Oh, Hold on. Scotty's organizing themselves. So, what my task is to introduce the agenda for you. And while doing so, maybe repeat the request that as you are not speaking, kindly keep your phones on mute so we have the least of background noise. In terms of the agenda, Kim is going to give us an overview of ENAP and the country implementation, and then we will speak about the country tracking tool that is aiming at keeping us up to date on progress that is being made. We will have an update on the technical support to maternal and newborn health. And then we have a discussion on a briefer update on how we are moving forward, and we open the floor for questions and discussion. In terms of the outline, we hope to have in 40 minutes enough time to give a full update, and then to have an additional 40 minutes for the questions that may be posed. So in terms of efficiency, I think I would immediately like to hand it over to you, Kim, to get going on the presentation.
Okay, so thank you very much to everybody who joined. If you are not able to connect to the webinar, can you email Olive your name and organization so that you have a record that you're on the call? We have noted we have a number of colleagues from Bangladesh, Ghana, Nigeria, London, USA, so we know there are many on the call, but we have said that because there are so many people, we cannot do a round robin of introductions. But we do acknowledge everybody, so remember to send your details so that we have a record of who's joined. And also, of course, if you have questions or issues, you can definitely email any questions that you might have. So thank you very much. So my task is basically just to give some background to the Every Newborn Action Plan, the progress we've made, the steps we've made to move forward since the endorsement of the action plan so far, but focus on some of the work that we're doing on country implementation. Just to note that this is some of the global coordination activities. We know that there's so much going on in countries, and at a later date, we would like to hear more of what's going on, but we just want to try and summarize some of the things that are happening so people have a better background. So just to give some background, which some of you know, we have since last year built on what we call building from evidence to action. As you know, we launched the Lancet series last year in May, which provided the evidence and the grounding upon which we developed the Globe Every Newborn Action Plan. And the action plan, as you know, has the five key strategies for moving forward. I won't summarize the strategies. If you haven't seen them, please go to the website. It's on the slide, everynewborn.org, and you'll see the key strategies summarized there. What is important to note is that both the Lancet series and the Every Newborn Action Plan have really been a multi-stakeholder collaboration, multi-partner with UN agencies, funders, partners, governments, all working together to get the Newborn Action Plan endorsed by all member states at the World Health Assembly last year in May 2014. Now, in terms of moving the work forward, we have got three main groups that we are moving forward in terms of coordinating the agenda and the implementation of the Newborn Action Plan. The groups are, we have a country implementation group, which is really to help coordinate, identify, and respond to technical support needs. To ensure that as countries move forward to implement the proposed strategy as evidence, we support countries to translate these strategies and the evidence from the Lancet series into action at country level. There's a data and metrics work stream, which is working to improve and institutionalize the metrics to track coverage and impact. And we have outlined the goals and the targets in the Every Newborn Action Plan. Then there's the advocacy work, which is looking to track both maternal and newborn health, coordinate efforts globally, but also bring this together at country level so that we continue to advocate for funding, for support for maternal and newborn health. And all of this still is underpinned by the research work. And we do have a cross-cutting group that will be looking at the research work and the research needs. We have a management or research coordination structure, because the whole idea is not to build new structures or new institutions or initiatives, but to help coordinate the work as we move forward. And the structure is, we have an overarching management team, which is co-led by WHO and UNICEF, the two organizations that had led the development of the action plan. We have a country implementation group. Again, WHO and UNICEF lead this group, facilitate the work of this group. And I will talk a bit more about the work that the country implementation group is doing. And this webinar is really to highlight some of the things that are done and really to seek your input and feedback. The data and metrics group, co-led by London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and WHO. And then advocacy, we have three co-leads, UN Foundation, PMNCH, the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn and Child Health, and Save the Children. Other core partners that we work with are the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, UNFPA, Maternal Health Task Force, and USAID. And we must mention, though, that we have representatives from countries, professional associations, maternal health experts are involved as integral or core members on all of these groups. And this is really carrying forward from the work we have done on the Every Newborn Action Plan and trying to get multi-stakeholders involved. We have various channels of communication, and this webinar is one of the ways of really trying to reach out and to keep partners and everyone engaged and updated on what is happening. We had a webinar, I think it was December last year, that had really tried to outline the coordination structure and so much work we are moving forward. And this one is going to focus on the country implementation work. So really, just to focus now on the country implementation and this webinar in particular, as I said, the purpose is to support countries to implement the Every Newborn Action Plan, and basically to accelerate and scale up newborn programs, activities in the country. What we're trying to do as a group is to strengthen technical support coordination, strengthen the monitoring and tracking of progress so that globally we can have a good sense of what is happening in countries, what is not happening, and where countries actually need support. And then another key goal is to provide technical assistance. It says every mother, every newborn development, but basically what has come out of the Lancet series and also a key strategic objective of the Every Newborn Action Plan is strengthen quality of care with a focus around the time of birth. And the Every Mother, Every Newborn initiative is really a quality of care initiative for us to see how we can work to strengthen facility-based quality of care for mothers and newborns around the time of birth. The co-leads I've already mentioned, and the core partners, some of the partners we are working with are listed there. And I know many of you on the call have been engaged in the work of country implementation globally, regionally, and also in country. So thank you all for joining. Then we have another... The key objective of the country implementation group is to strengthen technical support coordination, as well. And what we try to do is to see how we can streamline and partner coordination. So we know that there are many partners donors out there in country supporting you all work. But we're trying to how can we make this support for you all work in country more efficient and more beneficial to countries. And we will later on present some of the mapping work that we've just been doing. We're also looking at how we can strengthen capacity for countries to support newborn work. And also we want to facilitate access to technical support and information. So this, the mapping work and the progress tracking work will be highlighted after my short presentation. Another objective is to strengthen monitoring of country implementation and track progress. As we know, we often say what gets measured gets done. And therefore, really, we need to know where we are, where the gaps are, which countries are progressing, which countries are not progressing, which interventions are being done. And this is really the global progress tracking that we're trying to do. And the Data and Metrics Group is a core group that we are working with, so they're moving the agenda forward on identifying what are the indicators for those critical interventions we don't have indicators for. But I won't spend so much time on that because there'll be a webinar upcoming on data and metrics. So again, you'll be able to tune in for that to hear more about the data and the metrics work. We also want to work very closely with country focal points. A number of you, I heard several people mention who we've already worked with, supported us in either the bottleneck analysis work, or they have provided feedback on the tracking tools, or they have access work with government to fill in some of the tracking tools that we have been asking for. So this is a part of the progress tracking work. We also will be contributing to
those. Please take time to miss call alert service hasil karne ke liye. Star 88#. Crisp chow birthday alava tax rozana mein. Please hold on. Barai mehrbani hold kijiye. Prepaid tarifein missed call alert service hasil karne ke liye. Star 88#. Crisp chow birthday alava tax rozana mein. Please hold on.
Barai
mehrbani hold kijiye. Prepaid tarifein
missed call alert service hasil karne ke liye. Yes, I know. I can mute everybody else's line. I cannot hear.
Please hold on. Missed call alert service hasil karne ke liye. Star 88#. Please hold on. Barai mehrbani hold kijiye. Prepaid tarifein missed call alert service hasil karne ke liye. Star 88#. Please hold on.
Okay.
Mehrbani hold kijiye. Prepaid tarifein missed call alert service hasil
karne ke liye. Okay, we're
going to try. Please hold on. Barai mehrbani hold kijiye. Prepaid tarifein missed call alert service hasil karne ke liye. Please hold on. Barai mehrbani hold kijiye. Prepaid tarifein missed call alert service hasil karne ke liye. Please hold on. Barai mehrbani hold kijiye. Prepaid tarifein missed call alert service hasil karne ke liye. Please hold on. Barai mehrbani hold kijiye. Prepaid tarifein missed call alert service hasil karne ke liye. सिर्फ 50 के अलावा क्या रोजाना में
मेहरबानी
होल्ड कीजिए मिस कॉल अलर्ट सर्विस हासिल करने के लिए 4180# मिलाए सिर्फ 50 के अलावा क्या रोजाना में प्लीज होल्ड ऑन बराए मेहरबानी होल्ड कीजिए प्रीपेड तारफीन मिस कॉल अलर्ट सर्विस हासिल करने के लिए 4180# मिलाए सिर्फ 50 पैसे अलावा टैक्स रोजाना में प्लीज होल्ड ऑन बराए मेहरबानी होल्ड कीजिए प्रीपेड तारफीन मिस कॉल अलर्ट सर्विस हासिल करने के लिए 4180#  मिलाए सिर्फ 50 पैसे अलावा टैक्स रोजाना में प्लीज होल्ड ऑन
I'm here. I think what you need to do is mute the line from the host, so you mute everybody else.
Yes, the problem we have is that this is not on the telephone line.
Exactly, so can you mute all of the participants yourself?
Okay.
Can't do that because it's on the Swiss conference.
Then the only option is then we would have to have everyone hang up and dial back in.
That's what you were just saying.
Please hold on.
You know that,
Nirbani,
hold. Or can you call the operator? Yes.
So everybody, we're just receiving messages. Thank you for the feedback. You can all hear the strange noise. We're trying to get the noise off the line. It's not very exciting, I must say, but I know you're very keen to hear more about the implementation work.
برائے مہربانی ہولڈ کیجیے प्रीपेड तारफीन मिस कॉल अलर्ट सर्विस हासिल करने के लिए 4180# मिलाए सिर्फ 50 पैसे अलावा टैक्स रोजाना में प्लीज होल्ड ऑन बराए मेहरबानी होल्ड कीजिए प्रीपेड तारफीन मिस कॉल अलर्ट सर्विस हासिल करने के लिए 4
ओके एवरीबॉडी प्लीज लेट्स लॉग ऑफ ओके आई थिंक वी डिड इट नो डोंट लॉग ऑफ Is everybody there? Mary, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're stalwart. Lee, are you still there?
Roslyn from Ghana.
I'm here. Roslyn from Ghana is there. Abimbola, are you there in Nigeria?
Rubai from Dhaka, Bangladesh.
Bangladesh is still there. I hope Nigeria is still there. Anyway, we got quite a few people. Let's
there's
a slide. We were on the second objective of the country implementation group. That's the tracking of progress. So I mentioned we have three main objectives of the country implementation. One is strengthening technical support coordination. The second is about tracking of country progress. And I'm not going to spend time on that because Mary's actually going to go through that in more detail. And on the technical support coordination, Olive is going to also give you more detail on some of the mapping work that we've done. So I will just talk about the third and final goal and then hand over to Mary. And I already mentioned the a goal around providing technical assistance to strengthen the quality of care around the time of birth. Quality of care around the time of birth is a key, one of the five strategies of the Every Newborn Action Plan. And we have what we call the Every Mother, Every Newborn Quality Improvement Program. And currently, UNICEF and WHO are working together with WHO in the lead on looking at global standards, of course, based on the best available evidence. And UNICEF also working with some countries. Some of you are on the line, Ghana, Bangladesh, Kenya, and Tanzania, to look at how we could build on our experience, for example, from the Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative to really focus on improving quality of care for the mother and the newborn around the time of birth. So those are the three key objectives of the work we want to do. We can discuss later technical support coordination, progress tracking, support for implementation of the quality of care around the time of birth. So let me hand over to Mary, who will talk a little bit more about the progress tracking and a tool that we've put together to track progress. Thank you very much. After Mary's presentation, then we can have 5 minutes of reflections or questions before we move on to the next one. Thank you. Mary, over to you.
Thanks, Kim. Greetings, everyone. This is Mary Kinney with Save the Children, and I'm also supporting the Every Newborn coordination moving forward after the endorsement and launch of the action plan last year. So this slide is number 11, if you're not on WebEx and following on the PowerPoint sent from Olive. And I'm going to ask Olive to go to the next slide, please. Part of the WHA resolution 67.10, which was an endorsement of the Newborn Action Plan, was to urge member states to put into practice Every Newborn and the plan that was set forward, and then to request that WHO monitor ENAP implementation and report regularly to the Assembly on progress. So there's been a call for us to track and monitor progress in countries. In addition, over 27 national commitments for newborn health have been made to the Every Woman, Every Child movement, and 5 were specifically from countries on the Every Newborn Action Plan. So it's also part of this advocacy and tracking for accountability that we want to monitor progress. And then lastly, we did do an analysis for the Lancet Every Newborn series around country progress for incorporating newborn in the national strategies and plans. And we looked at the 13 highest burden countries, the countries with the highest numbers of newborn deaths, of which 11 had plans that mentioned newborn, 6 had plans that mentioned stillbirth, and 9 had neonatal mortality targets. And what happened in this process is really the recognition that we need to do better in terms of tracking countries and knowing where to support them in their national strategies and then forward thinking in terms of implementation. So we developed a tracking tool to help support this effort. The purpose of the tool was to support countries in tracking implementation and progress towards achieving the national Every Newborn milestones. The goal in this tool was to support the countries to assess their national progress and identify barriers towards implementation of these milestones, to support countries to collect information, to define potential solutions, and identify the types of technical assistance available or needed on a continuous basis, and then lastly, to provide information to country, regional, and global partners in order to facilitate country technical support as needed. This tool was designed by the country implementation group with primary leadership from from UNICEF. Next slide. So the tool itself that was developed had 3 parts. The first was country context for maternal and newborn health, looking at the partnerships, the existing initiatives on the ground, national coordination of maternal newborn health in terms of technical working groups or having people focused on these issues within the Ministry of Health. The second part of the tool was around national and subnational events, looking back at the past 3 months or looking forward to the next 3 months to say, have events taken place and what support would be needed, how can we link partners internally in the country but also globally to help support that effort. And the final part of the tool was to had the progress of the ENAP national milestones for 2020. So this slide is animated. Olive, would you please click? So these are the 8 milestones that can be found in the Every Newborn Action Plan on page 43. And as you can see there, around national plans, data, quality, investment, health workers, innovation and research, engagement of the communities and civil society, parent voices, and champion building. So the tool itself had 15 tracer indicators to report on progress around these milestones. Next slide.
Next slide.
The 15 tracer indicators are kind of summarized here, linked to each of the milestones. And I'm not going to list them all out, but for example, let's take data. The milestone is to count every newborn by improving and using programmatic coverage data, including equity, quality gaps, and assessments. One of the tracer indicators was policies and guidelines for MDSR and perinatal audits that are developed, endorsed, and implemented. So that's an example of one of the tracer indicators. Another was around health workers. The two tracer indicators that we had were a number of skilled birth attendants and facilities trained in basic emergency obstetric care. But the second tracer indicator was around training, pre-service training being updated with the latest WHO guidelines. So we tried to have two tracer indicators for each of these milestones. The only one that had only one tracer indicator was investment, because it was a very clear indicator what needed to be tracked there in terms of human resource plans, costed and implemented based on the milestone that's there. Next slide. For the data collection, this tool was sent to 20 focus countries in October last year. These were focus countries decided on burden by the country implementation group. For each country, every newborn facilitating partner was identified by this group, the country implementation group, based on partners being active in that country on the newborn technical working groups within the Ministry of Health and having a leadership role. The facilitating partner then supported and monitored progress in country for this tool, working with the Ministry of Health and other key stakeholders to complete the tracking tool. Data sources used included national plans and strategies, guidelines, country reviews, and existing project survey data. Once we received the completed tool, in order to try to assess information across the countries, the global team reviewed each of the responses and categorized each of the tracer indicators as yes, in process, or no. And I think what's important to recognize here as we go into the results that this benchmark exercise has yet to be validated by country teams. So they should be interpreted with caution, and then also to note to the country teams who helped support it to complete the tool, we are going to come back and ask you to validate the responses that we have categorized. So next slide, please. 10 countries returned the completed tool. That's 50% response. Ethiopia, Kenya, Malawi, Nigeria, Tanzania for Africa, Southeast Asia was Bangladesh, Indonesia, Myanmar, Philippines, and Vietnam. General observations in terms of the responses across the countries was that there was inconsistent level of detail provided across the countries. So, for example, the first indicator on situation analyses ranged from a country saying draft available to another country having a full title of the document with a year of publication and the implementation strategy linked to that. Another observation is that 10% of all of the responses were categorized as having no information available. So I think it's important to also look at those indicators and those countries to understand why that was the case. We also identified that there were some issues with the tracer indicators themselves. So, for example, the health worker one I gave as an example earlier, the question itself didn't identify from when or how many health workers are needed to meet the milestone. So it's hard to compare and use as a baseline moving forward. And then again, I think it's important to note that the responses we received were subjective in some cases, and that it's difficult to assess exactly what technical support needs the global and country partners can do to support the efforts, but then also difficult in terms of our categorization and comparing across countries. Next slide, please. So this is a results, it's an overview of some of the results and some of the thinking that's helped us process lessons learned from this tool exercise. So over four countries were categorized the following tracer indicators as yes. And those involved national plans, data, health workers, engagement, and parent voices and champions. Animated next, please. Over three countries categorized no to the following tracer indicators: perinatal audit, prioritization on the research agenda for maternal newborn health. And then last was the least completed indicators, or the no information available, had over two countries I classified for these, and that was around the coverage indicators and HMIS, and I think that we recognize that that actual tracer indicator is quite unfair to ask countries to define and track indicators that have yet to even be defined at a global level and have consensus yet. Another one is around the local adaptation and development of devices and commodities, research priorities, and civil society engagement. Next slide, please. So based on what we observed in this draft of the results is to say that there are some priority gaps that we've identified. Perinatal audit guidelines is key, capacity building for management of low birth weight and premature babies, costing of national plans, and then research priorities. Moving forward, I think we want to consider three things, perhaps revise and simplify the tool, having fewer tracer indicators, using indicators that are already monitored, for example, by the Commission on Information and Accountability or in Countdown, and then also reframing some of the questions to be able to pre-code responses and collate information easier for country teams. In addition, I think we want to ensure we're going to track progress for all countries that have not met yet the ENAP targets of 12 by 2030 annually. And I think what's important here is to note that that was the call from the resolution that came out of the World Health Assembly, was to track progress for all countries. And so we want to find a way in which we can do that using data that's already collected, but then also identifying one or two new indicators we're going to track across countries. So if we look at the countries that have yet to achieve the targets of 12 by 2030 for newborn mortality rates and stillbirth rates, we're looking at 105 countries to track in addition. And then also to continue to focus on a short list of countries. You know, we find that it is helpful to highlight successes and identify gaps and really do in-depth work in a short list of countries. But the current list of the 20 doesn't necessarily include all countries with the highest burden in terms of mortality rates, because that's important. The smaller countries are being left behind that also have huge burdens. And then also there are strategic countries for the core global partners that were previously identified and included that are success countries as well, and we want to ensure highlighting them. So we propose reviewing that priority list of countries, or the focus countries, as we move forward. I'd also like to invite people who are from countries that completed the tool to have, you know, a couple minutes of reflection on the tool itself and their use for it and next steps. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. So if there's anybody on the call who would like to have a few reflections on it, please give a loud of 2 minutes. Please mention your name and the country. Or if anyone has questions of clarification. Okay, if not, what we do is we continue with the presentations and think of any questions. Also, remember, we are on a webinar, so you can also email any questions or you directly input them into the webinar. So over to Olive.
Okay, hello everyone. I am going to speak on the mapping of technical assistance for newborn care that we have been undertaking since last autumn. Apologies, but I sound a bit muffled and I have a head cold. So many of you on the line have helpfully already spoken on the topic. So you will be slightly brief on where we are at. But for those of you that are new to this,
we have been undertaking a mapping of partners and activities in support of maternal and infant care and around the world. The technical assistance will be available to the country. Check out our central culture with the
technical. No. Olive, it's very hard to hear you.
Can you hear? Sorry? Can everybody hear me?
Can everybody hear me? It's very difficult to hear still. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hear.
Hello, can you hear me?
Now it's okay.
Ah, okay. All right. So I'm not sure where the line dropped, so I'll just go back. All right. Okay. So since last autumn, we've been undertaking a mapping of partners and their activities in support of maternal and newborn care, the time around birth, so as to determine the technical assistance currently available within countries, and to set up a central repository of technical assistance available. The focus of this has been maternal and newborn care and the time around birth, and to include details of where the activity is taking place, you know, within country, which districts and regions, and the activities, the capacities and the resources, both human and financial, that are available to support countries to deliver quality maternal and newborn care in the time around birth. The repository aims to support the process of determining gaps and duplication in technical support provision and provide stakeholders of EMAS with valuable informational tools that can identify opportunities and support the coordinated efforts moving forward. And so broadly, there are three objectives: to conduct a global review, identifying the implementing partners and donors providing this assistance, and then develop a database, a repository, which can provide the information on the activities and initiatives of partners. And finally, an additional component is to compile a list of consultants and create a list of, you know, of the consultants and experts that are available to provide support so as to meet requests and needs. An official call for this consultancy was placed on the Healthy Newborn Network website in December, but it can be circulated to this full group after the call if you still like. And so, moving into the methodology that was followed, firstly, a desk-based review helped to document the initiatives that are currently in place. We started with a core group of partners, and then we constructed a questionnaire. This questionnaire aimed to gather information on both current activity and activity plan for the immediate 12 to 18 month period, if possible. And next, I undertook semi-structured interviews with identified partners, and we proceeded through a snowball approach to identify further organizations providing the support. And this information gathered so far is on Excel, which is currently the draft repository. And in order to complement this information gathering, the WHO country offices have been kindly supporting this and reviewing and supplementing, and our UNICEF country offices also. And so this repository is a work in progress, and we very much like your input into the next steps. But before we get to that discussion, I'll just set out where are we currently at with the data collection. We've got interviews completed with 35 global partners, and ongoing sourcing of information. And so we'll send back what we currently have to all of those partners who engage in the interview. We'll also be contacting other implementing partners, donors, etc., and proceeding to populate our database continue working with WHO and UNICEF country offices. The organization of the data, it's set out within the framework of the health system's building blocks. And, you know, we also set it out with some logical subcomponents. Now, I was going to share with you some screenshots of this. And I think a few of you are able to join on the WebEx. So will I proceed to show some screenshots for those of you that can join? Yeah, just a couple. Okay, so just bear with me for 1 second. And I'm just playing with my screen here. Apologies. And pulling up this draft Excel. Okay. So, for example, for our purposes today, Oh, goodness. Okay. So, for example, if we look, just look at this country case, what we have done is been developing country sheets to provide details on the scope of activity in country, trying to disaggregate this per region where possible. We are giving key country information, and we're listing each organization that we know that is active in country that we've spoken to, and the activity. And so the idea is you can pull up information on whichever country you want, and you can also click on the various activities that may be underway. So, for example, I have picked the health workforce building block, the type of training that is currently being provided by the range of partners that we have spoken to. We are aware that there will be other partners working in country, and so this exercise must continue and progress to populate this repository as far as we can. So if I can try and just get back to my, and I believe it's here, and I'm sharing my screen again. Brilliant. Okay. So we have moved into the next step and final slide in this discussion. And so we feel that we might have reached our limits with the usage of Excel, because there's only a certain amount of manipulation of data that Excel will allow. And so we may have to move to another type of repository format. And we would really appreciate your input and feedback on, you know, your previous experience with such types of repositories and what you might recommend, a format that can be both user-friendly and easily extracted and disseminated. Secondly, and very importantly, we also would like to know partners' views on the usefulness of this type of repository and data collection moving forward. And thirdly, also to continue with this endeavor, we would seek the support of partners to commit to providing updates on an ongoing basis, so that this information can be current and online. And so I will leave it there and invite your comments and questions at this point.
Yes, so thank you very much, Olive. And are there any questions on this mapping work, or any questions on the progress tracking? I know some of the partners that contributed to the mapping work are on the line. So please don't all shout at once, but any questions or comments?
Hi, it's Rachel from Mamie. I can't see the WebEx, but I think it sounds really interesting, and I'd be really interested to see how we can develop it in the countries where we work.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Yeah.
Good job.
Mamie,
I wanted to give positive feedback because it would have been a lot of work.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
We're just checking if there's any questions coming through on WebEx. Does anybody else have any comment or question at this point?
It's Frances here. Thanks very much for the presentation. Really interesting. I just wondered if any of the partners were Healthcare Professional Association.
Yeah, any other questions? Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, so we'll respond to that.
Yes, Frances, I mean, I did speak with yourselves, the International Federation of Midwives, and I spoke with the American Association of Pediatrics at this point, and we will continue our discussions with partners.
Yeah, so Frances, they do have ICM. It would also be interesting if some of your regional networks, if you can provide us some information, as we have good global, so we try now to reach into regions and countries. Mm-hmm. any more questions?
No, I mean, please email me with any thoughts, suggestions you might have off the call, because you know, everything is extremely helpful to us as we move forward. Okay, so we'll move to the next part of the session then, if there are no more comments.
The next and last part of this session in terms of presentation, I will share a few highlights of work that is in progress in support of the implementation of the Renewable Plan. 6 points that I will touch upon. The first one is the development of guidelines, just to issue an alert that WHO is about to finalize in this first half of the year new guidelines on simplified management of newborns with possible serious bacterial infection, making it possible to increase access to treatment, as well as guidelines on preterm birth and preterm baby. And in that guideline, there will, amongst others, be a set of criteria, sharper criteria, that relate to the use of anticoagulants. So just as an alert for you to keep in mind, to watch out for that, it's in pipeline. The second issue is Every Mother, Every Newborn, the Quality Improvement Initiative that Kim already alluded to in her presentation. We are working in WHO with UNICEF and with other partners getting input on putting together a package of materials and an approach that will help to move this area of quality improvement forward. And in broad strokes, the principle behind is that we have the evidence that's synthesized in guidelines. Out of that, we are working to develop a package of standards and criteria that will enable health providers at the level of service delivery, but also their managers to assess what is the quality of care. We will synthesize evidence around strategies for sustainable quality improvement approaches, and obviously we will work on a metric as assessments are going on that we, at the country level and at the global level, we can come out with a picture of saying what does it look like, the issue of quality of care, and what are the problems that need to be tackled. So this is work in progress that we hope will be maturing over the next few months, so that we can have consultation wider around it and also have something in hand that will enable countries that are ready to tackle this step to take from this guidance and see how it fits with their national situation. The third area is in relation to the progress reporting. Mary spoke about the tracking. Kim alluded to sort of the overall idea that at the country level we would want to follow what is going on, and so the World Health Assembly has indeed given that mandate to say report to us regularly, and the first opportunity will come in the Assembly in May. There is a short official report of something like 600 words that will be put as a formal WHO document, but that document will be supported by a progress report that will capture in a systematic way everything we know around the advocacy, implementation, and the metrics, and hence will be the first resource to say what has happened since the adoption of the plan. We are hoping with our advocacy group to be able to mount a launch event for that during the World Health Assembly so that delegates can come and the content of the report can be discussed. And so for that, keep this in mind, because particularly colleagues from the countries, your sort of policymakers will be there, and we would like to have them at the table. We will share information about this when it all comes out in this term. Then in the fourth point is looking a bit further ahead in the future. Many, I think as all of you know about the Global Strategy for Women's and Children's Health that was launched by the UN Secretary General in 2010, has generated a very solid momentum around the agenda for women and children. In 2015, we are going to move to a new area because it's the closure of the Millennium Development Goals. And so in the RMNCH community, globally preparations are being made to say how can we position this unfinished agenda within the sustainable development goals. Shall we just speak through it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just speak through it and then speak a bit louder. If you think that it might be you, please do something. So we are working as two communities, the Every Newborn Action Plan and the Ending Preventable Maternal Mortality community. We are seeking the linkages and say, can we provide jointly an input that can be integrated into a new global strategy for women's and children's health that is tentatively projected to be made available for discussion in September during the UN General Assembly in New York, and will then be the basis of formulation of a more operational plan that we hope then in turn will go through the World Health Assembly so that it gets a firm grounding and can be reported on in future. So that global strategy, we are discussing it now in the context of Every Newborn, but it's really meant to encompass in a broader sense the needs of women, children, adolescents, and will take in the life course perspective and the multi-sectoral inputs that are needed in a more comprehensive way than the previous strategy could do. To move towards closing, one highlight of our work in the country implementation group is that we have been joined by representatives from the advocacy group with the aim of saying whatever we learn in country implementation, it will be very nice to look upon that with the lens, with the advocacy perspective, in order to be able to showcase where good things are happening and to facilitate the dissemination of opportunities where we might do advocacy in a more coherent way. And so for the Asia region, it's Michelle Anglade of Save the Children, and from Africa, it's World Vision, where we have a representative that has joined the group and who will work with us. And then lastly, in terms of activities at the country level, we are very delighted that a group of partners under leadership of USAID, UNICEF, Save the Children, joined by the Laudal Foundation, will put a workshop together for countries in the Asia region to look at the package of materials of Helping Babies Survive. That is an extension of the Helping Babies Breathe materials that many of us know. And so that will be a wonderful opportunity for countries not only to look at sort of how can competence be improved, but also assess again where we are in terms of progress. Similarly, the meeting will be organized in the Eastern Mediterranean region by the WHO country office, regional offices partners, to bring together all countries of that region. It looks at the broader MNCH agenda, but will clearly have sort of focus on newborn as well. So with that, I would like to close this update and see if there are any questions or additions. And then...
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question.
Thank you.
Yes.
Please go ahead with your question.
Okay, my name is Abimbola Williams from Save the Children Abuja in Nigeria. I want to thank the last presenter for a beautiful presentation. One question that I have is about the development of guidelines. I will need for the presenter to let us know the list of guidelines that are available. Are they completed? Are they guidelines that we can access online? I can recall that she mentioned a guideline for management of neonatal sepsis. Is that something that we can access now, or can be forwarded to us in our email addresses?
Let me answer this question. So, Abimbola, greeting. on the website, WHO website, under the department programs, maternal, newborn and child health, there is a compilation of guidelines for maternal, newborn, child and adolescent health, bringing together all guidelines that the organization has developed pertaining to that area. Now, what I did in my presentation is giving you an alert to new guidelines that are coming that are not yet included in that compilation. We thought it's important to give you that alert as you are planning and are looking at issues of treatment of sepsis in newborns, as you may be considering what to do with corticosteroids. It's important to know that the guidance for that is coming up. I can at this moment not give you all the details of how it will look like, but would you have a specific technical question, do not hesitate to contact us directly and we can see how best to respond in while the process of consolidating the guidelines is going on, and we have all expectation that in the next few months they will be made public and you will be alerted.
Okay. Would you like to give me the list again? Sorry.
And so on the final screen of the PowerPoint, there is the link to the Every Newborn website, and you will also be able to access the guidelines on the Every Newborn website, because it links back to the WHO website too.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any more questions?
Yes.
Is that somebody asking a question? We can't hear if it is. Quite muffled.
Would you mind to repeat what you said and speak it clearly into your telephone? It was very faint.
Okay, so final point to note, that the Data and Metrics group will host a webinar on March 11th, and details will be circulated shortly. We will try to improve our sound, et cetera, facilities by then also. But thank you all so much for your time.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry. Thanks, everybody. And do not hesitate to post any questions you may have after the webinar. You can address them to Olive, and she will organize the traffic that you get a response.
Great. Thank you all. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great if you know.